20 years ago, 41 wild Rocky Mountain wolves were released in Yellowstone National Park in a reintroduction effort. Dan McNulty, a professor of wildland resources at Utah State University, is studying the relationship between wolves and the elk in the park.
What we really want to know is the extent to which wolves are an important driver in elk population dynamics. We know that they're a driver. The question is, how much of a driver are they? And does the strength of that effect vary from one year to the next?
McNulty has studied the survival and reproduction rates of adult female elks to see the effect the wolves have on the population of the elk. According to McNulty, some elk statistics haven't changed since the wolf reintroduction.
We're getting a lot of insights on what the impact of wolves is on adult female elk survival and on their reproduction, pregnancy rates, as well as the survival rates of their calves over the winter. One of the results that I think did surprise me to some degree is the fact that the average age of an adult female elk killed by wolves has changed very little in the 20 years that we've had wolves in Yellowstone.
McNulty says the number of wolves in the park is on the rise, but their future is still uncertain.
What's happened with the trajectory of the wolf population is that it peaked about 10 years ago, and then it declined. And in the last year or two, it's sort of pulled out of its decline. You know, stay tuned to see what happens next. You know, what happens next. We don't know if it's not going to change again, or is it going to continue to increase, or will it decrease again?
McNulty's research could contribute to future predator management decisions in Yellowstone National Park and worldwide. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Amy Kobabe.